and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today as we are each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, PA. That's a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Good afternoon, everybody. And even if you don't want to send us an email, visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our seminars. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit their websites as well. You can link to our Facebook page. And you can link to our HOA and condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, interesting, violence in our community associations and at our meetings. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we always send out about the show. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Last week, we spoke about a condo that wouldn't let a hearse enter the condo without paying a $3 fee. That's with three $1 bills.
Wasn't that crazy? That was nuts.
Despite the fact that there was a dead body in the unit.
Yep.
And we spoke about another condo that had to pay $65,000 to a family in Las Vegas when they refused to allow the family to have an ambulance to transport their disabled son. We then moved on to your annual meetings in the associations on whether or not board meetings in general are even required.
Yeah, and some of our listeners may have been surprised to learn last week that the annual meeting is really not a meeting of the board of directors at all, but rather a unit owner meeting. And they may also be surprised to learn that the Florida association laws really don't require any board meetings at all other than the annual meeting and that budget meeting, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's right, Eric. In fact, both of the statutes, the Condo Act and the HOA Act, they both clearly require an annual meeting, and each statute says that an election for the community must occur at the annual meeting, and they usually occur, you know, around the same time every year. And our office simply running late for one of these meetings one night next week, and you know, tell them what happened.
Yeah, it's been you know, insane. We are running from one meeting to the next, and this year I kind of tell my wife and kids that, you know, Daddy loves them, but I'll basically see you guys in the spring. And yeah, all I can hope for at these meetings is really for them to go smoothly, without any fighting, yelling, interruptions, any crazy disturbances. But as I informed our listeners last week, that doesn't always happen at these meetings. You know, remember I said last week I actually had to call the Boca Police Department to attend a meeting that I went to last week. But let me say this. Here's something that I actually didn't plan on talking about today. You know, I send out each Friday what we're going to talk about on the show on Sunday. And this wasn't included, but I think yesterday it happened again, so I really need to talk about this because it's kind of important. Our office has been involved in, I'd say, three different annual meetings this week. But for all these annual meetings and the elections, we weren't asked by any of these associations to do the actual mailings or prepare either the first or the second notices that have to get mailed out to the unit owners. So in all three of these meetings, we learned that the mailings, though, were all done incorrectly.
Yeah, I mean, all three of them, that's right. In fact, in one of the meetings, the management company sent out the notices stating that voting certificates are not required when two or more people own a unit, when, you know, the bylaws of that actual association said exactly the opposite.
Exactly the opposite. So I don't know how that happened. In another meeting, the management company said voting certificates were not required if the unit is owned by a married couple, even though, again, the bylaws of that condo said just the opposite. And in the third meeting, which was yesterday, the board did everything by themselves and were prepared to illegally allow for proxy voting, and they failed to prepare the ballot in alphabetical order. So all wrong.
Well, we have spoken so many times on this show about whether or not CAMs should be allowed to prepare election documents, or if that is really the unauthorized practice of law. And you always said that you believe the camp should be able to prepare the documents.
Yeah, you know, I think it's clear. You know, I'm all in favor of letting CAMS do more. You know, I've said so repeatedly on the show. I'm certainly all in favor of CAMS, believe me. But, you know, and I also still believe CAMS should be able to prepare these types of documents. But to all the CAMS that are actually listening out there, I have to ask you, you know, what's the harm in running the documents past the attorney first? You know, you want to prepare them, great, but, you know, even when we do something in our office, Scott, when I prepare something, you prepare something, we ask each other kind of to proofread it, take a look at it before it goes out.
Double check.
It's always better to have, you know, a couple of eyes on something.
I don't let Eric send anything out without me giving
Scott
him the green light
first. Scott
has to
prove it, naturally, of course. But, you know, why not just let the lawyer look at it first? How can that hurt? You want to prepare it? Great, but get a second set of eyes on it. Let the lawyer compare it to what's required in the bylaws.
Well, you know, they always say, well, we don't want to give it to the lawyer because then they'll charge. But if you don't give it to the lawyer, maybe it'll cost a lot more.
So and it will in some of these situations. Yeah, these errors can result in an illegal election, and it could definitely cost the association
a lot of time and money. That's
the
whole thing. The same thing goes for the association where the board just, you know, they just don't want to spend any money for an attorney to prepare election documents. And, you know, I can understand that. A lot of these associations are run on really tight budgets. But if you're not going to ask your lawyer to prepare the documents, at least, you know, let him review it. Let him see what you're doing let him or her see it before it goes out. Because how do I put this? It's the little things that you get in trouble for, not the big ones.
Absolutely,
And unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever you want to put it, you pay the lawyer to know the little things.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'll tell you the problems and the questions relating to whether or not voting certificates are required, that can absolutely void your election. Ballot prepared the wrong way, void an election. Do I even need to say if you allow proxy voting when you're not allowed to vote, allow proxy voting, that will certainly void your election. And now go to redo an election. That certainly costs a lot of money. Or go arbitrate an election dispute. That's even going to cost you more. So again, we'll sum up by saying, CAMS, if you're going to prepare it, just get a second set of eyes on it. Not a bad idea to ask the association attorney to take a look before it gets put in the mail. The phones are on fire. How about we start with Chris in Boynton Beach? How are you, Chris?
Hey, fantastic. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
My question's in regards to, I live in a HOA community. And some issues I've had over the past, I've brought up some issues at the meeting about maybe maintenance items or just some homes that are maybe in violation of some type. And just things kind of didn't go smooth. We didn't get a response. So my father mentioned, put a letter together, put it in writing. I brought four letters to the last meeting. Within 2 weeks, three of the issues were taken care of.
Uh-huh.
And in those letters, and here's where my question goes. I wrote the letter in business format to both the HOA, to our homeowners association, and also the property management company. I stipulated in the letter that I'm requesting within 30 days in writing, whatever it may be as far as information or a timeline on a specific request I had. And we've gone past the 30 days, and my question was, is there any type of requirement to them within a certain parameter of time to respond to me?
Okay, good question. You have said a lot there. Number one, I commend you for sending your complaints in writing. Good idea to send them certified mail, return receipt requested. Now, in a condominium setting, when we're talking about the condominium statutes only, there is a provision of 718 which allows a unit owner like yourself or your dad to send a letter to the board asking for what's called a unit owner inquiry. Basically, you're asking them a question which requires a written response. Generally speaking, I don't have the statute in front of me, but the board now has 30 days to give you a written response. They can get an additional amount of time if within that 30-day period they tell you that they're seeking the advice of their counsel. And I think that would give them an extra 30 days.
I think it's 60 days.
Yeah, 60 days altogether, perhaps. But the bottom line is, if the association ignores your complaint, ignores your letter, and doesn't get back to you under the condo statute, then if you wind up in litigation against that condo involving the very issue that you sought their opinion about, they are not entitled to get attorney's fees against you should you win. So it's a pretty powerful statute. The difference is that doesn't, they don't, there is no such statute in an HOA. So unfortunately, Chris, while it's a good idea to write, you know, put your thoughts together in writing, you don't get the same benefit that a condo owner would get under the very exact same circumstances. How about we move on and we go to, Marlene in Delray Beach? How are you, Marlene?
Hi, good afternoon. How's everybody?
Okay, how are you? How can we help?
I'm good, thank you. Yes. Simple question, what's the difference between a proposal and a bid?
What's the difference between a proposal and a bid? I don't really think there is much of a difference between a proposal. Typically, when you ask a contractor to provide you to come out, take a look at the property, he'll send you back something called a proposal. Normally, he'll say proposal on top of it. But in effect, when all said and done, and you you look at all of the proposals at the meeting, in effect, they are all bids. So I don't think there are really any major difference unless there's some contractor out there that can correct me. I think it's basically one and the same, certainly under the statute. Okay?
That's what I saw from
you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Marlene. How about we go to Al in Boynton Beach? How are you, Al?
Hi, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
This is for a condominium association. I'm a unit owner. A friend of mine who used to live here needs to stay here for a week or two or three, and there's some bad feelings between the old property manager and board, and they called and said, we don't want him here. What are my legal rights? Don't I have a right to have my own guests stay with me and visit?
Yeah, Scott, that's to me it kind of sounds like a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah. They don't like him?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. That, you know.
The board doesn't get to decide who your friends are and who can stay in your unit and who can't. You know, absent a restraining order, good luck to them. It's not going to happen.
And there's no issue of trespassing.
No, well, let
to
me
come and go
no,
through
but
the gate.
Let me ask you, any requirements on your documents that say, you know, if a guest is going to stay more than 10 nights or 15 nights or anything like that, that they need some sort of approval from the board? As long as there's nothing like...
I have
like,
no idea.
Yeah, well, you may want to take a look at your documents, but bottom line is your board can't tell you who to socialize with and who you can have in your unit or not.
Good grief.
Not going to happen. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. You know, the U.S. Constitution, it's my property. I should be able to, you know, as long as obviously the person's going to be no hassle, come and go, quiet, low key. But still, right, so that's good. But we should look up if there's any kind of 10 or whatever night stay that they do what?
Just to make sure there's nothing in your documents. Some documents say that after a certain amount of time, that the persons can't stay, they can't exceed, like, let's say, 30 consecutive days or 30 days in a calendar year. So you may need approval for anything beyond that.
Yeah, but they can't deny the approval just because they don't like them.
Right, exactly.
So okay? It's more an issue of notification, not of
it may be,
approval.
It may be, but the answer depends upon a strict reading of your governing documents, which we don't have in front of us now. So, again, you want to give us a call about that? 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Sam and Leo, I see that you are on hold. We are going to take your calls, but we got to take our first break. And when we get back, we're going to find out what our blog readers thought about their annual meetings and all of their crazy stories. We'll also take your calls. The switchboard is on fire this morning. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage has set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, also represent yourself at the shows, like the ones that we do for
all our board seminar certification events, all over the state.
You can become a sponsor of the show and the seminars. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, how about we go to Sam? Sam, thank you so much for holding.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everyone. I have a quick question. You know, I listened to what you said in the opening of the program in regards to the elections. We had a similar issue where I live. We implored the board president to run it by the attorney, put the package together so we can send it out. And our board president happens to be an attorney. He says, well, no, I could read 718. In fact, we didn't mail it out once. We mailed it out twice because of the errors.
Right, sure.
So imagine. But my question overall is, what is the unauthorized practice of law? Shouldn't an out-of-state attorney have more diligence and listen to the manager when the manager says, listen, let's give it to the attorney? So he makes the judgment call and creates the fiasco.
Well, technically, did you just say he's an out-of-state attorney?
Yes.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, I guess an out-of-state attorney reading Florida law on behalf of a Florida client, being a condominium association, would be the unauthorized practice of law.
Right. You know, for example, someone licensed in New York that spends winters down here should not be advising the condo association or the HOA on matters involving a Florida condominium association, not on
totally
legal matters.
Agree.
Shouldn't happen,
totally
can't happen. It is the unauthorized practice of law. The question is, you know, in terms of a CAM, what constitutes the unauthorized practice of law? That question, as we speak, is currently sitting in front of the Florida Supreme Court. There's been a prior decision several years ago, but it's being looked at once again. And that's we're waiting for the Supreme Court, you know, to drop the opinion down and figure out exactly what they think. Generally, I can tell you, interpretation of legal documents, preparation of liens, preparation of satisfactions of lien, foreclosure actions, things like that are a no-brainer. The question, you know, that's certainly the practice of law. The question is going to be, you know, but what about sending out demand letters? What about interpreting certain provisions of your documents? Should a CAM be allowed to do that? Or is that going to be the unauthorized practice of law? But that's what we're waiting on at this moment. All right, how about we go to Leo in Boynton Beach. How are you?
Hello, Leo.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have several questions. I live in a homeowners association that is having a vote to amend their documents. The voting ballots require the owners to disclose their address, printed name, and signature. The association attorney said that the ballots we received did not have to be secret because Florida Statute 617 does not require secret ballots.
Right.
However, Florida Statute 720 has replaced the former Florida Statute 617, which is a nonprofit corporation in general.
Right.
Now, my question is, why can a statute that is no longer applicable to homeowner association be the reason for not having a secret ballot for voting to amend the document?
Well, again, I don't think there is anything very specific in 720, unless you point me otherwise, that would require a secret ballot for any matter in an HOA situation. I don't think it exists in the statute. There is provisions that say if your documents require secret voting, I believe, then you can have secret voting. But if it's not required under the statute, you know, it simply isn't there.
Yes, I'm familiar with 72306-8B, which states, if the governing documents permit voting by secret ballot by members who are not in attendance at the meeting of the members for the election of directors, such ballots must be placed in an inner envelope with no identifying.
Let me cut you off because
that is secret.
Leo, let me cut you off. That's exactly what I just said. Your first sentence said, "If the governing documents require it." That's the bottom line. There's nothing in the statute that mandates it's a secret vote.
And also, that's speaking about the election of directors, not amending the documents.
Again, so yeah, a lot of people are upset about the fact that. You know, certain things are not done in secret, but the bottom line is, again, at least in the HOA statute, don't read something into the statute that simply isn't there. On that note, let's go to Jerry in Boca Raton. How are you, Jerry?
Yeah, this is Jerry of Boca. My question for Mr. Glazer or Mr. Shapiro is, recently in Las Vegas, Nevada, the FBI arrested several attorneys and board members who intentionally bought condo units throughout the state in order to put, I guess, sham board members to take control of several of the condo associations in Nevada.
Yes.
And also, one of the attorneys did commit suicide. Do you think the FBI would get involved with these condo boards in the state of Florida where if the elections were being manipulated by one group of people to constantly keep control of their association.
Hey, all I can tell you is, yeah, I'm very familiar with what has been going on in Nevada, specifically Las Vegas, for the past few years. It was very, very wide-ranging fraud where boards were getting stuffed with fake buyers. You had management companies on the take. You had board members on the take. There's allegations that police officers were on the take. You certainly had lawyers on the take. Everybody conspiring together to have these fraudulent elections, to get people on the board who were going to work together to create construction defect lawsuits and then kind of split the monies up amongst themselves. And I want to say, those who are perhaps more familiar with it can correct me, but I want to say about 40 or 50 people were arrested in this wide-ranging scheme. And it's still going on. Several people have either committed suicide or, in Vegas, what may look like a suicide may actually wind up people be getting clipped. That's probably more likely what happened in some situations because you certainly don't want... That's what the Vegas reporters are saying. You know, it may be a suicide, it may not be. But certainly some people... one attorney I know got beat up walking outside his house, was basically a message to him, don't cooperate. Can it happen down here? Have these things happened in Florida? I don't know. What do our listeners think? Let's put it out that way. Have anybody been involved in elections that have been tampered with, elections that have been thrown? I can tell you I have. I had an interesting case a couple of years ago where I got an arbitrator to actually enter an opinion saying the management company deliberately threw an election. So do I believe it can happen? Sure, I believe it can happen, but I hope that answers your call, Jerry. Let's do this. Robert and Sam, I see you two guys are still on the phone. Let's take our bottom of the hour break, taking your calls at 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will know.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Listen to 850 FTL anywhere you go with your iPhone, Android, and iPad. With the 850 app. Get it free today.
Free.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, E-L-C-O-N-Electric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. to control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. They have been on fire.
Yeah, how about we go to Leslie in Sebring? How are you, Leslie?
I'm good, thank you.
How can we help?
Yes, I own a couple of lots in a development, and we have a homeowners association, and there's only about 12 homes, and there's about 40 lots, and we keep increasing the rates, and after 25 years, bylaw said that we could dissolve the homeowners association, and I'm pretty sure we could get a majority vote to do that, or the required vote would, I don't know if that's two-thirds, maybe. But I'm just wondering how you go about doing something like that.
Okay. Good question, because our office is actually dealing with this now, not for an HOA, but for a couple of different condominium associations. The answer in an HOA is a little more complicated than in a condo association, because in an HOA, you would probably need to get the entire vote of everybody in the community to agree to dissolve your declaration of covenants and to dissolve the corporation, and you would probably need the vote of all of the mortgagees as well. In other words, all the banks that have any loans on the unit. So much, much more difficult to dissolve an HOA in the state of Florida than it is to do so with a condo. In a condo, again, since we touched on the topic anyway, I'll just tell our listeners, if 80% of the unit owners in a condo want to dissolve the condominium, they can come up with what's called a plan of termination under 718, I think it's 117. That plan of termination gets filed in the county where the condominium is located, and it will go through basically terminating the condominium unless 10% or more of the unit owners file something in opposition or object to it. But in a condo, bottom line is, and it was basically done, put into effect during the time we were really going through a terrible foreclosure crisis, and you'd have condominiums being built by the developer. They'd only sell off a few units, and they kind of felt that they were stuck. They weren't able to now terminate this project or turn it into rentals because they already sold a handful of units. So what do they do? How do they get out of this problem? So the legislature kind of bailed them out and said, okay, if you still have 80% of the units, we'll let you kind of get out of the condominium form of ownership by filing this plan of termination. But much, much harder in an HOA. You're going to need everybody's help in order to do so, including the help of all the banks that have all the mortgages. But I hope that answers your question, Leslie.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
You got it. How about we go to Robert in Fort Pierce? Robert, how are you?
How are you? Thanks for the opportunity to ask the question.
Sure thing.
I belong to an HOA where our bylaws state that directors shall be elected by secret ballot.
Great.
The same bylaws state that there can only be one vote, essentially one secret ballot per member. So we had an election, and a particular director or directors went out and solicited text messages and emails and proxy forms, and then cast multiple ballots to swing to basically disenfranchise certain candidates.
Right.
I know 720 does not cover that.
Right.
But in other words, you can
still have secret ballots, but you can also still have proxy voting. So, you know, they're not, separate and distinct. You can still have both.
Now, the proxies I'm talking about are proxies that do not specify candidates.
Right. In other
words, just give.
Right. Generally, in an HOA, what happens is, you know, the proxies are sent out to everybody, and they can appoint a third. These people can appoint someone else to cast their ballot for them. Not necessarily. Oftentimes, you don't even know who's running until the night of the meeting. So the proxy, you know, let's say Joe gives Sam his proxy. So Sam brings that proxy to the annual meeting. Sam turns that proxy in for a ballot. Now, that ballot in an HOA oftentimes has no names on it, because at the HOA meeting, you first find out who's running for office that particular night. So Sam gets to have Joe's vote. But, you know, Joe doesn't even know who he's voting for yet because, again, you don't even know oftentimes until the night of the meeting who's actually running, because nominations are typically accepted from the floor. Now, I can tell you this. I wasn't going to talk about it on the show this week. We're going to spend lots of time talking about it next week. But as everybody knows on this show, we've been pushing, along with Cyber Citizens for Justice, for the last 2 years, we want to change the HOA laws in the state so we don't get calls like Robert from Fort Pierce is giving us right now. We'd like to see the HOA laws, especially the election procedures, mirror what takes place in a condominium setting. So earlier this week, Senator Hayes has filed our bill, which, among other things, would require HOAs to adopt the voting procedures that condos utilize, because, as we've been saying for many years on the show, with whatever's wrong with the condo statute, the one thing the condo statute does have right on point, fantastic, works well, is the election procedures. Very detailed, very specific. The first notice has to go out 60 days in advance of the election. Then everybody has to decide whether or not they want to run. They have to get their notice of intent in within 40 days prior to the election. They have another 5 days after that to kind of send in a resume, and that can get sent out to everybody at least 14 days prior to the meeting. The ballots have to be sent out in alphabetical order. Everything is done by secret. The signatures are checked the night of the meeting. Very, very detailed process. Certainly prevents fraud from happening in the association election. We think it works fantastic. In an HOA, it's basically up for grabs, the procedure. You have people screaming and yelling about proxies, and it's just, you don't know who's running until the night of the election. It's a very, very poor procedure. So again, this week, the bill was filed in Florida Senate, which, again, that's just a small portion of the bill, but it would require HOAs to adopt the voting procedures that condominiums utilize. So hopefully this time when you're calling back next year, Robert, from Fort Pierce, we will we'll be talking about how well your election went under the new rules rather than how poorly it's been going under the current set of regulations for HOAs. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster
Pathmaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
The final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA. We are taking your phone calls on all things condo and HOA, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right. So we started today talking about the annual meetings and the annual elections. So let's stay on that for a second and remind everybody that if you're a director of a condo or an HOA, you have to get certified within 1 year before getting on the board or within 90 days of actually getting elected or appointed to the board. And one way to get certified is by taking our Condo Craze and HOAs board certification course.
And there's still three more events right around the corner, right?
Yeah, actually now, Karen, there's four because we just added another event. Ooh. So believe it or not, we now passed 7,200 Floridians that have taken our Condo Craze Board Certification course. And our next event is going to be on April Fool's Day, April 1st. We're going to be in West Palm Beach at the PM Expo event. That's always a lot of fun. And we actually have the honor of kicking off the PM Expo event with our board cert class that starts at 8 o'clock a.m., bright and early. And so much of our fan base for the show is in West Palm Beach. And we really enjoy going up there and meeting everybody. Really looking forward to it.
Then just 4 days later, on April 5th, we'll be back in Orlando at the Holiday Inn in Universal Studios.
Yes, we will. Again, just 4 days after. So the Condo Craze van will be working hard coming up in April. And then, just funny, because we just got an email, actually, from Tampa. And we've now added Tampa. So on April 22nd, 2014, at the Tampa Bay Condo and HOA Expo, that's going to be at the Tampa Convention Center, Ballroom C and D, again, Tuesday, April 22nd. We're going to have the honor of kicking off their event, again at 8 o'clock in the morning, where our board certification course is going to start. The expo floor is also going to be open from 9:30 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. And I got to tell you, even though our radio show is not broadcast live there, it's really wonderful when we go up there. It's amazing just how many people listen to the show on the internet or from our website from the Tampa St. Pete area. And if you want to talk about a nice group of people that are so appreciative of what we do, they're it. And I really look forward to being there on April 22nd. I have to say, though, I'm not thrilled about the Tampa Convention Center. You know why?
Why?
It's where I took the damn bar exam. Oh my God. That place is going to bring back just, yeah, absolutely horrible, horrible memories. But okay, and then we got a real treat in store, as we've been saying for the last couple of weeks, for all of our listeners. On May 18th, remember how great it was last year, we're going to be hosting our second annual Condo Craze Day of Education and our live radio show at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. Registration is going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we're going to teach the board certification course. And at noon, we're going to do the radio show live in front of all of you, live in front of a studio audience.
That went so well the last time.
Wasn't that a lot of fun?
Smooth.
Yeah, just really good time. And after the show, there's going to be lots of courses offered by all of our sponsors on all kinds of association issues, whether it be electric, driveway maintenance, roofing, accounting issues, insurance issues. The DBPR is actually going to be teaching a course as well. So it's really going to be a great day for everybody. And again, at all of our courses, you can come learn about what it takes to properly be a good board member, things we talk about here. Week in and week out, we cover areas like certification process, whether or not it's something you guys have to go through every single year, your budgets, year-end financial reporting, which is so crucial this time of year, access to records, the number one thing that associations get sued for year in and year out, foreclosures. It's getting a little better, but believe it or not, there's still some foreclosure cases out there, as many of you are dealing with. Suspension of unit owners' rights to vote. Suspension of the right to use the common areas, preventing them from running for the board. Arbitration actions, mediation actions, the importance of your governing documents, and even board member kickbacks and board member personal individual liability. We deal with all these issues. And with all of these dates and times, everybody, there's no excuse for missing out.
That's right. And if you're a community association manager, a CAM, it's a great day for you as well, because all of the courses provide free continuing education credits.
Right. So if you want to register for any of these courses, anybody, again, just go to the show's website, www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com. Fill out the form, and Brian, our office manager, will let you know that you are, in fact, registered. I really look forward to seeing everyone. Free, you get food, you get educational materials, you meet all of our sponsors. You know, there again, like we say, no excuse for missing out. And pretty soon we're going to be closing in on the 8,000 mark.
People. That's
right?
A lot of people.
Again,
and you go at several hundred at a time.
And we're always asked, you know, even people that attend think it's kind of unfair for unit owners to be able to still, even as we speak, sign that silly affidavit to get certified. We think it's horrible. But, you know, what can I tell you? At least for now, that's the state of the law. I think we got one more call on hold before we call it a day.
And by the way, at the very end of the seminar, you get everything in writing, what happened. You don't even have to take a note.
Exactly, right.
And a certificate.
Right. We love taking those pictures, too. All right, how about the quick time we got left, we go to Milan in Delray Beach. How are you, Milan?
Hey, I'm very well. Thank you for taking my call. It's such a short notice.
Sure thing.
Four members on the board, when you get two votes and two votes, how do you break the tie?
You're saying if two people at the end of the day wind up in a tie?
Yeah. There are four members on the board, and two board members vote yay and two vote nay.
You're saying at a board meeting, you have an issue that comes up, and two members of the board vote yes and two members of the board vote no. How do you break a tie?
That is correct.
Usually by shooting any one of the board members. Then a tie is broken real quick. Other than that, there really is no way to break the tie. What bothers me, though, is why do you have a board consisting of an even number of people? That's what happens when you have an even number of people. You wind up with problems like this. I'm guessing your documents don't say something otherwise, that an odd number is required.
It doesn't specify how many exactly. It just says minimum of three. And it's only 18 condo units.
Does it give a range in directors, like a minimum three and not more than nine, something like that?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Just minimum three. You know, your typical president, treasurer, and secretary.
Yeah, I don't think I ever remember seeing documents like that, but because we were going to actually talk on the show. Needless to say, we run out of time all the time, but when documents give a range of directors, let's say at least three, but no more than nine, arbitration cases have interpreted that to mean that it's ambiguous, and the fallback position by the statute is five. So again, a lot of people don't realize that, but again, the documents provide for a range of between three to nine. That means it's going to be a board of five people. Okay, a lot of people are confused about that. But Milan, how are we going to get a fifth person to be placed on your board? That's the question. What crazy volunteer are you going to find?
You.
I don't know. The unfortunate part is three of the board members own most of the condos. So.
Right. Well, the bottom line is you got to get that fifth. You got to get that fifth board member. That's what it boils down to. Okay.
Right. Right.
Or you go in reverse, or somebody resigns. That's the bottom line.
Go back to three.
We just might take the advice and shoot somebody.
I was joking, Florida Bar. I was joking.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Milan. All right. Okay, everybody.
Stand your ground.
Exactly. That brings us to the end of yet another week on Condo Craze and HOAs. If anybody has any questions regarding what we've spoken about on the show this week or any other week or anything you might have learned in one of our courses, just give us a call at the office. The number is 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And we will see everybody and speak to everybody next week. Have a great week, everybody.